July 15, Abu Dhabi. The Boomers will be up against Steph, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Brad Rosen. How good in the lead up to the Olympic Games to get a game against Team USA.
Go those Boomers. Love it. Absolutely brilliant. It could be a cricket score, mind you. But as we can see, USA are not mucking around. They did not like that they didn't do what they should have done at the Worlds and the situation that they're at. And LeBron and his boys are coming to get the gold.
Yeah, Brad, I was going to ask, what will the US do in and around their squad for Paris? Oh, it just seems this Olympic Games, they are like, mate, we are only going there for one reason. We're winning gold. We're beating everyone. And it seems like they are switched on now, where I feel in the past there's been a few question marks around certainly the high-end players. Do they really want to be there? But it seems like, yeah, it's game on.
It's got the 1992 Barcelona feel. The last players have been, you know, going and really it's arrogance. You know, come in there. We're better than you guys. We can do it. We're going to win. Where I think this team's coming in to say, yeah, we're coming to get gold, but we're doing it in the way like that 92 Barcelona team. We're going to show everyone we're the best, but we're going to do it on the court, not outside the court. They'll be professional. They'll be great. And it's getting back to that aura where, you know, teams are going to look and go, oh my God, I'm playing against Steph. I'm playing against LeBron. Where 4 years ago, is, you guys are arrogant. I want to win that gold and I'm going to beat you. That type of thing. So it's going to be awesome.
It will be awesome to watch. And obviously, you've got to have chemistry, though, when you have all those big guns in the same group. But if you were looking at that 92 squad compared to this squad, how would it rate?
Anything with Michael Jordan wins a basketball game for me. So when you've got Michael and Magic and David Robinson and Larry Bird and Charles Barkley, and no, that's winning any game in the world. There's no question about that. So, look, it's a different era now. It's the basketball now is pace. Everything is about pace and speed and adrenaline and everything. Where, you know, back in there, it was pounded in low, let the big boys go to work, then let Michael Jordan take you one-on-one and finish it off. But, I mean, how good would it be to watch that game?
Just on that though, Brett, I mean, we can only speculate because we don't know, but how much influence would LeBron have had on that squad?
I reckon he picked it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the influence that I'm getting from it, you know. I reckon he would have said, right, if I'm coming, this is who I want. He would have rung them all first and said, if I'm putting my name to this, are you in? Right. And he would have had, you know, his teams that he wanted. But you look at him, they're all his mates. They're all his buddies. He's the lead on this. No question. He's the big dog. And he's gone, let's go get this done. And this is like his last hurrah of Olympics. And he's ticked every box you can. So now he's going to say, right, let's do this when I'm nearly 40.
Gee, we're going to be well prepared because there's a game against Serbia in there as well in the lead up to Paris. So Nikola Jokic and the Opals as well. They'll play the likes of Spain, Canada, France. Just a question on the text line, which makes me chuckle a little bit. Morning, boys. Can you ask Brad if there's any chance the Boomers would reach out to Kyrie Irving since he's been left out by Team USA? Asks Ash at Eleanora Heights. The chances of Kyrie Irving playing for the Boomers are what? A gazillion to one, Brad?
Probably as much as James Harden playing for the US.
True.
Great question. I reckon there's as good a chance as Ben Simmons playing for that one as well. Good call.
Before we go to the States, NBL free agency. I wouldn't say it's been a frenzy yet, has it?
No. So, you know, I was in there on Tuesday with you guys and Monday was absolutely abominable what happened. Huge. Everyone moving everywhere. And then it was really quiet. Probably the biggest one at the moment is Jordan Hunter, the former Kings center. He's now, which I think is a shame. I really loved his game. He's done a 3-year deal with Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, but he's got a Japan out. And my mail is, I don't know if he'll play there. There's some big money being offered in Japan. There's a very good chance he may go over and play a season over there for what will be huge dollars.
Okay, let's go to the NBA and the play-in tournament. Just a couple of games to go to decide the final seeds in the playoffs. But the big story, I guess, has been the end of the Golden State Warriors, really, isn't it? Four championships in 10 years. Klay Thompson's now a free agent. They were walloped by Sacramento the other day, and all season it looks like they did have their moments where you're like, oh, could they be coming back? but in the end, they've run out of gas, haven't they?
It's a shame. It really is. And what an end of an era. And I'll tell you, if you're coming out of contract like Clay Thompson, you don't want to go 0 of 10 like he shot in that game against the Kings. Not the best time, but I reckon the $300 million he's earned, he'll be all right. But look, I think they needed a rebuild anyway. Dear. There was always talk for that. So I think there's no doubt that the situation will be, they've got some very big stuff, you know, to go on in the back office. But it is a shame. Like, you guys asked me on Tuesday, who's going to win? I did think they'd win that one. I really did. But that was the one that, you know, Sacramento came to play, and really, what an amazing era. And I don't know what they're going to do now, because there's not many massive free agents that they've got to be able to get to build that thing up.
What about the Lakers, buddy? Where do they sit? How far can they go? Well, how far can LeBron go?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. How far can LeBron go? Look, I'd love to say they're going to beat the Nuggets, but the Nuggets are just so good. You know, Jokic, he's just so stuff. It's so tough and what he does. I mean, look, 2 versus 7, everything says the Nuggets are winning this one, the former champions. But I just, you know, I love watching LeBron play. Yes, Michael Jordan is still the greatest ever, but I can watch LeBron play forever. That guy is doing what no man has ever done at the age that he's doing it. He is another level, and not only is he doing it well, he's MVP-type material as well, the way he's playing. I think it will go deep. It wouldn't surprise me if it goes 7. I'd love to see the Lakers win. Heart says please do it, but I think the head says you can't go against Denver in this series.
What about these final play-in games tomorrow, Brad? The Pelicans are hosting the Kings, and the Bulls have to travel to Miami, I think. Who are you favouring?
I'm going the Pelicans to beat the Kings, and the Bulls purely because the Heat are hurt. They're struggling. Jimmy Butler went down with a bad knee or ankle. I think it was a knee. Without Jimmy, they could struggle. But, you know, then you never know. That could give Patty Mills a bit more minutes and get that last game. But, I both those teams I see winning, that I said, but they're not going to beat the OKC and the Celtics anyway. So it's there's no question once that gets into the next round. This is fantastic basketball now. There's no games today, but you play tomorrow, the playing games tomorrow both, and then the series to start the day after. So now there's day in, day out, games everywhere, playoffs down. This is the best basketball. I know I've spoken a lot during the year about, you know, these high scores and everything that goes on, and is it fun or isn't it? This is now proper basketball. Teams are playing defense, and this is going to be a great, great series, all of them.
And just on the Pelicans, who are hosting Sacramento for that 8th seed in the West, Zion Williamson, how good was he? And then he went off against LA at the most crucial time. If he stayed on the floor, they might have won that game, but I think he's in some doubt. I think it's a hamstring. So, but gee, he's a weapon, isn't he?
Brad, just
his frame is so big. But, you know, every time I watch him, I think, gee, he doesn't look far away from being injured.
Yeah, it's an injury waiting to happen. And this is the problem that, you know, hopefully he gets over. Because when he's on, we saw why he was the number one pick and projected to be the next star. But, yeah, and then he just goes down injured. I think he had close to 40 or whatever it was. I was watching the game, and he was unstoppable. And I really hope that, you know, he comes good, but a hamstring's real bad, as we know.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great weekend.
Go those Lakers!